Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
And I wanted to get my first apartment on my own. And I applied and they told me that I needed a guarantor that made 80 times my rent. And that was the moment where I realized, okay, you can't keep running from your finances.
That's because what most people don't realize is that loneliness has a huge impact on our physical health. It contributes to an early death and is considered to be the equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
So what are you reading? Who would you like to hear here on the podcast? What do you want to see a blog post about? How could I better serve you as your writer in residence in 2021? Reach out and let me know.
Coming up, you might find your new favorite podcast with samples today from Adultish, How to Be a Better Human, and Inside the Writer's Head. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Experience is the best teacher, but with available experiences at an all-time low, you might be looking for a substitute. Well, look no further than our first podcast this week, Adultish. Adultish is an advice and culture podcast produced by a couple of almost adults, Nigel Turner and Merk Noyan. Your hosts and resident adulting experts, both 24, get off topic with your favorite artists and tastemakers while driving into subjects ranging from pot to hip-hop to politics and everything in between. Adultish is chock full of street smarts, bits of wisdom, and cautionary tales from adults who've more or less figured out their adult shit. So, if you still have some things to figure out about life, let the Adultish podcast be your guide. Here's a little taste of what Adultish has to offer, a clip pulled from the Brokish episode where Nige and Merk chat with financial experts and millennial money managers about things they can do to stay ahead of the curve on financial troubles. In this little clip, they chat with author and financial expert Tanya Rapley about the awkward and undesirable truths of money problems.
One of our guests today is Tanya Rapley, a.k.a. the mastermind behind MyFabFinance. Unlike us, she's a millennial money expert who's getting dollar bills, writing about how you can keep your dollar bills through her book, Money Manual, a practical money guide to help you succeed on your financial journey. Tanya, thanks for being here to help us reach our hashtag goals.
I am honored to be here to help you with your hashtag goals. That's my ministry.
I think I just want to start off by saying we cast out our net to our listeners to see if they had any money questions to ask. And honestly, it was kind of difficult to get some because it's hard for people to, you know, broadcast their money struggles to the world.
No, it is one of those things that people are typically hesitant to talk about, and then you just kind of extend the carpet, and then they just start going with it. And I've had people ask questions. I'm like, whoa, you just, like, that's really personal? Let's talk about this after everyone else leaves the room. So, yeah. It has been different, but I think that's also because of the type of financial expert that I am. Like, I didn't go to school for finance. I'm self-taught. And so I think it removes some of that, the embarrassment that people might have when they're speaking to an expert, as well as people understand, like, I'm just like you. Like, I was, you know, now 7 years ago, I was on my Brooklyn bedroom floor crying, figuring out how I was going to piece it all together.
That's me right now on my bedroom floor.
Life changes so quick.
So you're all about helping people with financial empowerment. And on your website, it says that you started Fab Finance in 2013 at a time when, quote, your financial life was out of order, end quote. In 2013, my financial life was definitely out of order, only because I was splurging on snapbacks and diamond supply when I should have probably been saving my money. But I'm curious, like, what did your 2013 look like when you were financially out of order?
My 2013 looked like I was working at a nonprofit and I was making maybe less than $30,000 a year living in New York City. I had student loans. I was out of an abusive relationship. I was thinking about going to graduate school. Actually, I'd already failed out of graduate school because I was doing too much. So I was thinking about re-enrolling in graduate school. And I wanted to get my first apartment on my own, and I applied, and they told me that I needed a guarantor that made 80 times my rent. And that was the moment where I realized, okay, you can't keep running from your finances.
A sample clip of Adultish from Radiotopia. Being an adult may not be easy, but at least it can be fun with the help of the Adultish podcast. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. There are thousands of self-improvement podcasts out there. They claim they can make you richer or happier or stronger or anything else in your life you're looking to improve. Well, our next podcast makes no such claims. Ted's new podcast, How to Be a Better Human, isn't your average self-improvement podcast. Each week, you'll join host Chris Duffy in conversation with guests and past TED Talk speakers as they uncover sharp insights and give clear takeaways on how you, yes you, can be a better human. Whether it's at work, at home, in your head, in your heart, How to Be a Better Human looks into unexpected places for new ways to improve and show up for one another. There's always room for improvement, and this podcast is sure to help you fill up that space. Try out How to Be a Better Human with a sample clip from an episode featuring licensed psychologist Dr. Gary Winch. The episode focuses on emotional health and the importance of support systems, self-care, and something Dr. Winch calls emotional hygiene.
And one of the big things that you've really advocated for is framing it in this way as emotional health. Why is that so important?
It's a fine distinction. For me, the difference between mental health and emotional health is that mental health is about diagnosable conditions. The stuff that is actually diagnosable in the DSM, you know, clinical depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, anxiety disorders. I talk about emotional health because most of the things I talk about are not diagnosable. Loneliness does not carry a diagnosis, neither does the experience of failure or, you know, guilt or rejection or lots of other kinds of things that impact our emotional health and even our physical health. Loneliness certainly impacts our physical health. So they have those impacts, but they are not considered in the mental health category because they're not diagnosable. So for me, emotional health is a much broader category that encompasses any kind of challenges to our emotional health, our productivity, our functioning, our relating, all of it.
I think just individually as myself, one of the things that I so appreciate about that is I had a real struggle to try and think about taking care of myself and beginning therapy and doing all of that because I never felt like it was bad enough, quote unquote. It was never bad enough to really need that. And then when I finally did start going, it was transformational and helped me to really work through things and to be better, happier, more realized as a person. But I think that I was struggling with that kind of stigma.
Which is unfortunate. I mean, that is the popular sentiment that people have that, you know, I'll go if it's really, really bad, you know, but that's almost like saying, you know, I won't go to see a physical therapist when I'm limping. I'll go when I'm totally paralyzed. No, you kind of should have gone before.
Mm.
And I think it's the same kind of thing. In other words, there are challenges we experience to our emotional health, which tie directly to our functioning, to our productivity, to our happiness, to everything we do on a daily basis, of which we're mostly unaware. But if we were to become aware and mindful, it could actually make a difference way before we get to areas in which it's bad enough. And that's because what most people don't realize is that loneliness has a huge impact on our physical health. It contributes to an early death and is considered to be the equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day in terms of the damage that does to our health and longevity. So truly, it is a crisis of both psychological and physical manifestations. But there's not enough awareness about it. The difficulty with loneliness is really that it makes the person who's lonely so emotionally raw and risk-averse is that they really hesitate to reach out or even to respond when someone else is reaching out because they just don't want to be rejected again. They don't want to feel marginalized again. They're not sure if the person's sincere. It makes us perceive our relationships as less valuable as they are than they are. And it makes us think of the people who care about us as caring less than they actually do. So all of those things contribute to real hesitancy. And that's why it's difficult for people to reach out when they're lonely, to really let people know, and even to respond to gestures from other people. That's one of the biggest problems.
A sample snippet from How to Be a Better Human from TED. Class is in session, and the subject is a better you. So check out How to Be a Better Human on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org/start here. And our featured local podcast this week comes to you courtesy of Cincinnati Public Libraries. On Inside the Writer's Head, 2020's writer-in-residence for Cincinnati Public Libraries, Danny McClain, sits down with writers of all kinds, novelists, comedians, nonfiction writers, for chats about writing, reading, and creativity. Each episode's honest, up-close conversations give you a window inside the mind of the writer, exploring their processes, their inspirations, and most importantly, their failures. Whether you're an avid writer or haven't picked up a pen in a few years, Inside the Writer's Head brings you valuable tips on expressing yourself, bringing ideas to life, and following through. Check out this sample from a recent episode of Inside the Writer's Head. In fact, it's the year-end wrap-up episode. Writer-in-residence Danny McClain reflects on her time in their position during a tumultuous year and brings some exciting news about the year ahead.
Just before the election, I spoke with Gavin Leonard, who shared his expertise in electoral and grassroots politics and organizing. And I also had the pleasure of interviewing educator, poet, and author Tim M. West, comedian Luna Malbro, bookseller Gregory Kornbluh, and Street Vibes editor Gabriela Godinez-Ferragrino. These were all rich conversations, in my opinion, with lots of heart, lots of good information, lots of important questions raised and mulled over. So if you haven't already, please go back and have a listen. Okay, I'm going to close out by sharing my own answer to a question that I typically ask of guests at the end of an interview, which is, what are you reading right now? So right now I'm reading a novel called Boy Snow Bird by Helen Oyeyemi, and I'm having so much fun with it. She wrote a book called Mr. Fox, also a novel, which I read some years ago, and it's been a joy to rediscover her imagination and storytelling. I don't typically read a lot of fiction, so whenever I get into a good piece of fiction and it really captures my imagination and my attention, I get really excited about it. And in general, the pandemic and all the solitude, the opportunities for solitude have reignited my love of reading. I read a lot for work, but I'm getting back into reading for pleasure. And that's been something that's brought me a lot of joy in recent months. A couple of other books that I've read and enjoyed recently, Memorial Drive, which is a memoir by Natasha Trethewey, and a short story collection by Disha Filial called The Secret Lives of Church Ladies. That one is juicy, my friends. If you want some juiciness, a little titillating read, I highly suggest picking that one up. So what are you reading? Who would you like to hear here on the podcast? What do you want to see a blog post about? How could I better serve you as your writer in residence in 2021? Reach out and let me know.
From our local creators, that was Inside the Writer's Head from Cincinnati Public Libraries. For aspiring writers, avid readers, and everyone in between, learn from the best on Inside the Writer's Head on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org and look for the podcast menu item or download the WVXU app. It's chart time, our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via iTunescharts.net. Well, three podcasts that debuted just after the first of the year continue to dominate the charts well into the second month of the year. They are The Apology Line, the podcast about the anonymous voicemail number where people leave their worst tales; How It Happened, the podcast about the disaster that was the last month of the Trump administration and beyond; and the Bible in a Day podcast, which is about, well, you can probably figure that out. All continue to share the number one slot on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about those podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter near the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.